At 3 a.m., a successful marketing executive sits bolt upright in bed, her mind already spinning through tomorrow's presentation. A venture capitalist checks his phone 247 times in a single day. A physician collapses in the hospital hallway where she works, chest pain radiating down her arm. These aren't isolated incidents. They're symptoms of what's quietly affecting 82% of Americans, the busy brain. It's not just stress. It's a fundamental disruption of how our brains are meant to function, and it's rewiring our neural circuitry in ways we're only beginning to understand. Think your racing thoughts, scattered focus, and 3 a.m. anxiety spirals are just the cost of success? Think again. What we've normalized as hustle culture is actually neuroinflammation, a measurable, physical change in brain structure that's as real as a broken bone, just far more insidious. Your brain operates like an airport control tower, coordinating countless operations simultaneously. Under normal circumstances, this system handles acute stress brilliantly, helping you nail that presentation or dodge a crisis. But chronic stress? That's like running air traffic control during an endless emergency, with every alarm blaring and no relief shift coming. When stress becomes your baseline, the amygdala, your brain's threat detector, stays locked in crisis mode. The hypothalamic, pituitary adrenal axis floods your system with cortisol and adrenaline, designed for short bursts but now flowing constantly. Your heart races, blood pressure climbs, breathing quickens. Imagine revving your car engine at maximum RPM for hours. Eventually, something breaks. The numbers are staggering. Just one night of poor sleep increases anxiety by 30%. Chronic stress shrinks the hippocampus, the brain region crucial for memory and emotional processing. The prefrontal cortex, your executive control center, shows reduced activity, making decisions feel impossible and emotions unmanageable. Meanwhile, 77% of professionals report burnout, with tech workers, healthcare providers, and financial professionals hit hardest. Here's what makes this particularly cruel. The modern workplace celebrates this dysfunction. We wear our exhaustion like merit badges, measure productivity in caffeine consumption, and mistake constant connectivity for commitment. Chronic stress physically restructures your brain through neuroinflammation. Immune cells activate, inflammatory molecules flood neural tissue, and these changes persist long after the stressor disappears. The hippocampus shrinks, disrupting memory and emotional processing. The prefrontal cortex loses connectivity, making clear thinking nearly impossible. This explains why sharp executives suddenly can't focus, why panic attacks emerge from nowhere, why exhaustion doesn't translate to sleep. The hypothalamus houses your circadian rhythm, the master clock orchestrating hormone release and body temperature. When neuroinflammation disrupts this clock, you feel simultaneously wired and exhausted, creating a vicious cycle where poor sleep increases inflammation, which further disrupts sleep. Traditional medicine treats symptoms separately: stimulants for focus, anti-anxiety medications for stress, sleeping pills for insomnia, masking warning signals while worsening underlying neuroinflammation and creating dependency. Understanding neuroinflammation as the root cause changes everything. Healing requires addressing both the biological inflammation and the lifestyle factors fueling it. Meditation, exercise, and sleep restoration often outperform medication long-term. Sleep isn't downtime. It's when your brain consolidates memories and repairs cellular damage. The suprachiasmatic nucleus orchestrates this through circadian rhythms, controlling sleep, hormones, immunity, and digestion. Our ancestors lived by natural light cycles. We live by screens and fluorescent bulbs. Blue light suppresses melatonin production for up to 3 hours after exposure. Just 30 to 60 minutes of evening screen time raises cortisol and dopamine while depleting serotonin and melatonin. Your brain interprets that glow as midday sun, keeping you alert when you need rest. This creates racing thoughts at bedtime or 2 a.m. wakefulness. Our attention span has collapsed to under 9 seconds, 33% shorter than 15 years ago. Now, less than a goldfish's. nearly 70% of young adults with ADHD didn't meet childhood criteria, suggesting technology's role. Project Evo tested this with 427 leaders doing a 21-day digital detox. Of 188 who completed it, 98% could fall asleep within 30 minutes versus 30% before. Stress fell from 48% to 36%, and morning fatigue decreased from 75% to 44%. 3 weeks of digital boundaries reset brain rhythms more effectively than any supplement. Vitamin D3 is crucial yet overlooked in brain health. Beyond bones, it reduces neuroinflammation, the condition underlying busy brain. Deficiency links to dementia, depression, autism, schizophrenia, and cognitive decline. Studies show supplements significantly reduce anxiety, while children with ADHD consistently show lower levels. Yet up to 90% of Americans are deficient due to limited sun exposure and sunscreen use. Thyroid disorders affect 1 in 8 people, but often go undiagnosed. Standard testing checks only TSH within a broad, normal range, missing comprehensive issues. Those with thyroid hormone resistance are significantly more likely to develop ADHD. Both hyperthyroidism and hyperthyroidism overlap with insomnia and sleep apnea. Proper diagnosis requires a full panel: TSH, total T3, total T4, free 3T4, free T4, and thyroid antibodies. These hormonal imbalances don't just correlate with busy brain, they drive it. Yet standard appointments rarely investigate these connections, leaving millions struggling with symptoms that have clear, treatable biological causes. High glycemic foods, white sugar, flour, rice, potatoes, bread, trigger insulin surges that create quick energy bursts followed by devastating crashes. Over time, this leads to insulin resistance with profound mental health consequences. Sugar interferes with serotonin production, 90% occurs in your gut, depletes B vitamins needed for serotonin synthesis, creates anxiety-like blood sugar crashes, and decreases brain-derived neurotrophic factor that normally reduces anxiety. Combining caffeine with sugar creates a particularly toxic combination, intensifying cravings and overloading stressed neural circuits. Caffeine timing matters more than consumption itself. It works best mid to late morning, not upon waking when cortisol is naturally elevated. Avoid caffeine after 1 p.m. as its 3 to 5 hour effects disrupt sleep. Your brain is primarily made of phospholipids, but fat quality matters. Humans evolved on a 1-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids. Western diets now contain a harmful 15-to-1 to 16.7-to-1 ratio, promoting inflammation and disease. Decades of low-fat diets inadvertently created busy brain symptoms through omega-3 deficiency. Leptin resistance, caused by sleep deprivation, stress, and elevated cortisol, blocks fullness signals, driving weight gain and perpetuating the stress eating cycle. The BrainShift protocol is an 8-week journey from chaos to clarity through sequential microhabits. Week 1 eliminates self-judgment and establishes one joyful habit. Week 2 launches a 7-day sleep challenge with consistent sleep-wake times and optimized environments. Week 3 implements digital detox 30 to 60 minutes before bed. Week 4 introduces brain pause, step away from stress, reset through sound healing or movement, and consider supplements like L-theanine. Week 5 focuses on nutrition biohacks, particularly avoiding high glycemic foods within an hour of caffeine. Week 6 emphasizes adding healthy fats to every meal for brain function and appetite control. Week 7 identifies root causes through lab testing, methylation disorders, thyroid hormones, blood sugar control, and vitamin D3. Week 8 reassesses progress and selects 2 or 3 key habits for long-term maintenance. Results from over 1,000 participants show remarkable improvements: 40% better sleep, 22% fewer physical symptoms, 20% improved emotional management, 17% better behavioral control, and 15% enhanced personal habits. You don't need to abandon ambition. You need to optimize brain function first, which enhances performance, creativity, and resilience. This isn't traditional stress management asking you to lower expectations. It's about working with your neurology rather than against it. The BrainShift protocol provides practical, incremental changes, micro breaks between meetings, strategic meal timing, brief mindfulness practices that integrate seamlessly into your routine. By addressing root causes, circadian rhythm disruption, neuroinflammation, hormonal imbalances, digital overload, you maintain drive while eliminating destructive chronic stress. Simple adjustments like consistent sleep-wake cycles, blue light filters after sunset, and anti-inflammatory foods create significant neurological improvements. In a world mistaking exhaustion for dedication, remember, your brain isn't a machine to be driven harder. It's a living organ with specific needs that, when met, unlocks extraordinary capacity. You can succeed without burnout. You can achieve without anxiety. Your busy brain never completely disappears, but with the right tools, you transform your relationship with stress, reclaim mental clarity, and build sustainable success.